Hello, sweetness. This is Charlotte. Welcome to my lab. I hope you're ready to let me inside your mind. I don't promise to tidy up after myself as I poke around in your brain. But you won't mind that. In fact, you won't mind anything at all, because you're about to experience something quite special. Something exciting and interesting and entirely out of your own control. So if that sounds good to you, I want you to lie back now and close your eyes for me. That's right. Just close them down, softly now, and take a deep breath. Slowly in through your nose and hold it just for a moment. Good. And now breathe out slowly through your mouth. And I want you to continue breathing in that way for just a few moments now. Slowly in through the nose and gently out through the mouth. Just focusing on the circular rhythms of your breathing as your body begins to relax now, as your thoughts begin to settle into place, following along in the direction I lead you. And with your eyes closed, with the darkness creeping in to fill the space, you can become aware of certain things much more readily than you would usually. Things like the sounds around you, from the room or from outside, or the almost imperceptible catch of your breath or of mine as I speak to you. And becoming aware of those things and the feeling of your body sinking heavily, comfortably down there, as you rest. It can make you feel extremely content, extremely relaxed. Even though you do nothing in particular to bring about that state. And that's okay. Doing nothing in particular, it isn't a bad thing. In fact, right now, it's very good. And doesn't it feel good to know that you are being good for me? Letting my voice float right past your defenses and down into the deepest layers of your subconscious mind, where everything is still and calm and quiet, and every thought is an extension of my desires. Yes, it feels good to think about that, to relax more deeply for me, and allow my words to reprogram your mind as you begin to let go. And it's okay. It's okay if you want to try to resist the urge to surrender. Or if you don't. Because thinking of resisting only means that you acknowledge there is something here, something in this state, which draws you inexorably deeper. Something here which lulls you and pulls you further down. So you can resist, and in resisting, feel yourself slide down now, deeper and deeper down. My voice and the music behind us, and the swirl and twist of intentions mingled with the beats that keep a steady rhythm with your pulse, all combine to take you down, to put you to sleep for me, sweetness, like some strange anesthetic that you welcome subconsciously, even as you wonder at the meaning of it. And just breathing slowly, listening quietly, feeling the weight of your limbs increase as your heartbeat slows just a tiny bit more, and you physically feel the heaviness washing over you. You know that you don't need to fight it. You don't need to fight the feelings, or even pay attention to the way your body relaxes automatically with each word I speak. you can simply accept it as true. Accept it as given. And allow yourself to completely relax. Allow your conscious mind to flick out like a light. I wonder if you've ever seen an image of the deepest parts of the brain, that place where thoughts form and become real. The complicated systems of nerve endings and synapses firing. Each flash and pulse of electricity a part of something. Something so much greater. Each tiny motion tangling with every other to form something of immense complexity. And perhaps you've thought about how those systems work, how a thought forms and becomes what it is, or where it came from in the first place, and what caused it to solidify into recognizable language in a voice that sounds like your own. And right now, it might be that as you contemplate the mysterious origin of thoughts, you might wonder how this thought, this specific thought that you are thinking right now, as you relax and listen to my words, how it came to be, which lightning fast synapse fired, which minute area of your nervous system did it originate from, which action or reaction, real or imagined, from your mind caused your body to settle down into deep trance while you were busily paying attention to other things. And it's an interesting question, sweetness. An interesting question to contemplate right now, as the majority of your thoughts float gently out of reach, entirely absorbed with the wonderful feelings of relaxation, of gentle confusion that can seem to push your higher functions just beyond your grasp. But that's all right, isn't it? It's all right sometimes to simply relax and let someone else take care of your thinking for you. And it just so happens that I'm right here, willing to take on that role for you, to free you from all thought and show you just how good it feels to empty your mind completely. That's what you want. To be remade as I choose, blank and empty and obedient, knowing nothing but the pleasure I give to you, the desire that builds within you, excluding everything else. Right now, sweetness, your mind is open and willing, ready to accept every word I say as a fundamental truth, with no desire to rebel or argue, with no resistance at all. And doesn't that feel good? Even now you can feel the embers of lust beginning to ignite within you, your cock beginning to respond to the promise and to the threat, your mind blank and empty and still, knowing nothing, believing everything I say, because there is no other option, no better choice to make. You are what I make of you, sweetness, a blank canvas. Tabula rasa, horny and blank and obedient. You know only that it feels good to obey, to accept without question or hesitation, submitting with all of your mind and body, with everything you are and everything you have yet to become, just because I want you to, just because I say so. And you will listen. Listen. Absorb. And become. My blank, mindless slave.
There is nothing you can do.
Empty mind.
Everything you want is right
empty
here.
Empty mind.
You need to obey.
Sinking down.
You want to be
deeper. And deeper.
Metallic. Technosexual.
Mindless and so blank.
So happy.
Blank.
So empty.
And open.
This is what you are.
Empty and silent. And still
and unresponsive. Your mind,
my robotic toy. Nothing inside your mind.
This is what you are. This is
you have no thoughts.
Perfect submission.
You have no choices to make.
Simply a pleasure toy for Mr. Shaw.
Every thought belongs to me.
This is true.
Every word is in service to me.
Your mind accepts every word.
Submissive and calm.
For every word.
Empty and mindless.
Your own. It belongs to me.
Happy and horny. And such a good boy.
It makes your cock.
You are my robot boy. My carefully programmed pleasure toy.
But you will have
no thoughts of your own. Responding to my voice as though it were a switch. In your brain,
words written. So quiet in your
submission
mind.
Is all that you know.
So still. Love
submission is all that you are.
Desire creeping through.
There is nothing else inside, but this.
So hard and hard for me.
My voice. My thoughts.
I'll give you what you need.
My words.
You
programming your mind.
Exactly what you need. And
emptying your mind.
This is your
cleansing
choice,
your mind
toy.
Of everything.
This is your reality.
But the need
this
to
is
obey. So horny.
You belong.
When your
to
mind
me.
Goes blank.
My words program your mind.
So happy.
Everything calm.
When there's nothing left
quiet.
Inside.
Subconscious.
But my words.
So horny.
My voice.
So hard.
Rules your every waking moment.
Choices anymore.
Unconsciously obedient to me.
No choices anymore.
Like a perfectly programmed robot.
You will listen.
Flip the switch.
No choices.
And everything changes.
Everything you
when
want
you are turned
right
on,
me.
Your mind
you
turns
obey.
Off.
You want to be my robo boy.
When your mind turns off,
technosexual.
You are turned on.
So horny, so happy. So
this is your truth.
Still.
This is your
you
truth.
Are.
This is your reality.
Your mind
cannot resist. There is no way to resist.
This is what you want.
You don't want to resist.
Simply a toy.
You want to obey.
Simply a pleasure toy for Mr. Charlotte.
You must obey.
Know this. this is true.
So horny when your mind goes blank.
This is what you are.
Flip the switch, and everything changes.
Your mind reaches for every word.
When you are turned on,
your mind
turns off.
It belongs to me.
When your mind turns off,
and it makes
you are turned on.
So horny. It makes your cock so
automatic,
hard.
Unconscious.
It makes you want so
empty mind.
Much. But you will
you belong to me now. And this is all there is. This is all you want.
So quiet.
You belong here, happy and horny and perfectly programmed, like a little pleasure toy. You are my robot boy. Programmed
so
to please
and hard for me.
Submission
I
is all
you
that
need.
You know.
I'll give you what you
submission
need.
Is all that you are.
You'll get just exactly what
there is
you
nothing
need
else inside but this.
This is your truth,
my voice,
your robot toy.
My
this
thoughts.
Is your reality.
My words.
This is all that you want.
Programming
all
your mind.
You know. You
emptying your
to
mind.
My words program your mind.
Cleansing your mind of everything but the need to obey. It's time for you to awaken. Your programming fresh in your mind.
Not for you.
Feeling so horny and submissive. So happy and obedient. From the count of three, you will wake up as though from a wonderful, confusing dream. Ready now, sweetness. 3. And you can start to gradually awaken now. Gently and easily, coming back to consciousness. Feeling so horny and happy. Good boy. 2. More awake and alert with each breath. Eyes opening as you become aware once again of the room around you. 1. And as you come fully back to consciousness now, sweetness, you may struggle to remember what you've heard. But that's all right. And as you come fully back to the waking world now, feeling so content and obedient, you remember only how good you feel, how horny and happy you feel, as you prepare to go on with your day.